The president of Afghanistan is trying to improve relations with the Taliban. Hamid Karzai is the U.S.-backed leader who replaced the Taliban in Kabul. Insurgents have been fighting against his government ever since, but Karzai is trying to persuade some former Taliban officials to support him. Miranda Kennedy reports.
After months of rumors that Afghan President Hamid Karzai was courting former Taliban officials, he confirmed it, saying giving them legitimacy would help bring normalcy to war-torn Afghanistan. Javed Ladin is his spokesman.
This has been a policy that the president has promoted right from the beginning, that Afghanistan is once again becoming really the home of all Afghans, except those who have committed crimes against this nation and who have blood on their hands. Simply because they had the Taliban hat on, we can't exclude them. They were just ordinary Afghans. And there were thousands of them, and many of them are already back in their homes.
Afghanistan's current government says there are two kinds of Taliban elements: the militants, who frequently attack civilians, aid workers, and election officials, and those who were simply foot soldiers in the Taliban regime and had nothing to do with its atrocities.
All Taliban was not the very extremist people. Some of these people are now they are supporting Hamid Karzai regime.
Wahid Mujda says he is one of those. He was a foreign ministry official in the Taliban government. Now he's a senior aide in the Supreme Court under the new government. He says Karzai needs the Taliban.
In several provinces of Afghanistan, Taliban is a powerful power. Karzai knows about these problems, and Karzai thinks this will be better to have talking with these people. This is a cheaper way for Karzai government than the way of war against these people.
But according to Mujda, who is helping the negotiations, some Taliban have conditions. They say they won't join the government unless Karzai cracks down more on moral corruption and becomes more rigorous in promoting Islamic values. The idea that some former Taliban may take up government positions again makes Mohammed Afzal furious. He is a Hazara, the ethnic group most persecuted by the Taliban regime. Almost 100 members of his family were killed when the Taliban stormed their central Afghanistan village in 1998. The Taliban is alleged to have killed some 10,000 ethnic Hazaras, Tajiks, and Uzbeks that year.
All the Talibans are criminals. There is nobody inside the Taliban regime that are not shedding the people's blood. But I think the main purpose of Mr. Karzai to join the Taliban within the government is to bring a national unity. But I think it is very harmful to democracy, and we should not expect democracy in presence of Taliban in the government.
But President Karzai believes that assimilating former Taliban will help Afghanistan's transition into democracy by improving security conditions. He recently said that warlords and their militias pose a greater threat to Afghanistan's recovery than remaining Taliban elements, and has often declared the militant Taliban to be completely crushed. The U.S.-led coalition forces in Afghanistan, who continue to battle Taliban and al-Qaeda militants in many parts of the country, have clearly decided to go along with Karzai on this policy.
President Karzai has probably walked a tightrope and done it very effectively so far. It's a balance.
Major John Seatman is the spokesperson for the coalition forces.
From the coalition's perspective, we're not seeing civil war. We're not seeing widespread fighting. Are there issues with some of these people? Absolutely. Some of them not good people and probably need to be replaced. To the extent that we're able to keep things stable and progressing forward, I think we're successful, and I think that's what we're seeing now.
Karzai recently said that he only considers about 150 Taliban leaders to be criminals. No former Taliban have been given ministry positions yet, but it probably won't be long until they are. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.